بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب في اليقين والتوكل. This chapter is regarding conviction and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yaqeen, conviction in Allah, and tawakkul, reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. It is a habit of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh, the compiler of Riyadhus Salihin, that before he mentioned any ahadith regarding the topic, he mentioned some verses of the Holy Quran related to this topic. So in this particular verse, he has alluded or he has mentioned a part of Suratul Ahzab in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Banu Nadir and the Banu Quraidah, who were the two Jewish tribes that lived in Madinah Munawwara. They formed an alliance with the Quraysh of Makkah against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. This is also known as the Battle of Ahzab or the Battle of Khandaq, Khandaq the trench. It was in this battle that Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he, when Rasulullah made mashura with the Sahaba what to do, and he had given the rai and the opinion that we should build a trench around Madinah Munawwara. And this helped the Muslims because the enemy couldn't come over into Medina. But there was a siege around Medina. So Ahzab is a plural of Hizbun, which means groups, a group, and Ahzab, groups, confederates. This is talking about the alliance of the enemies against the Muslim army. So when the believers saw these confederates, when they saw the enemy surrounding them, وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Immediately they had this conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, this is exactly what Allah and His Rasul promised us. This did not scare them, did not become weak like munafiqeen, and they said, وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah and His Rasul are true to their word. They have spoken the truth. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانُ وَتَسْلِيمًا. And this only increased the iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the submission, the word taslim, Islam. Remember these days of Qurbani, we're talking about aslama, yuslimu, Islam. Falamma aslama, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when they submitted before Allah. So the similar word taslima, that the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were not afraid of the enemy and they knew this, that the enemy had laid a siege around them and they were ready to fight the enemy. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانُهُ وَتَسْلِيمًا. This did not increase them but in iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. This is in the fourth part of the Holy Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about after the battle of Uhud. In the battle of Uhud, 70 Sahaba had become shaheed. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was one of them, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the Quraysh were defeated in that battle. Initially, the Muslims were suffering some defeat, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the strength, and then they defeated the mushrikeen. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a believer, so he and the mushrikeen, they fled the battlefield. But as they went to a certain distance, according to some commentators, Abu Sufyan then began to say that, why did we just leave the wounded Muslims on the battlefield? And why didn't we try and finish them up? So he decided with the Quraysh to return to the battle and to fight the Muslims. This news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he told those Sahaba who participated in the battle of Uhud with him, he said, let us return now. Allah has commanded us to go back and fight the mushrikeen. The moment they made up their mind and they resolved to go back, this news reached Abu Sufyan. He, Sahaba had reached a place called Hamra'ul Asad. This is about 8 miles out of Madinah Munawwara. Abu Sufyan heard of them coming back. Immediately he became so awestruck. He became so afraid that he fled with the mushrikeen. So when the Sahaba come here, they find that the mushrikeen had already escaped or they were afraid and they ran away, they fled to Makkah Mukarramah. They had brought also up with them some goods, and they saw a caravan that is going past, and they sold the goods to those people, and they gained some profit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this particular incident. Or some commentators say that in the Battle of Uhud, when Abu Sufyan saw there was defeat, then he made an agreement, or he promised that the next year, we will meet you Muslims again at the same place. So exactly a year later, Rasulullah told the Sahaba that Abu Sufyan had promised that he wants to wage a war against us. So the Sahaba go to a place called Suq-e Badr. And that is where Abu Sufyan was awestruck, and he also escaped, or he fled. And the Sahaba sold the merchandise there, and they gained a lot of profit. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. Abu Sufyan, when he decided to fight the Muslims again, he sent a message with one person who was going past. According to some commentators, his name was Nu'aym bin Mas'ud, and others have mentioned other people from Wafda Abdul Qais. He says, go and tell the Muslims that we have got a mighty army and we're coming to finish them off. So, أَلَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, when this person comes to Rasulullah SAW and the Sahaba, and he tells them, إِنَّ النَّاسِ, that verily Abu Sufyan and the Mushrikeen, or the people of Makkah, قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, they have gathered against you. فَأَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them. You must be afraid because they are coming with a very mighty army. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, this does not scare the believers. It increases the iman. وَقَالُوا, and what did they say? And this is a lesson for all of us. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best of protectors. There can be no other person who can protect us like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. We have firm, complete yaqeen and tawakkul upon Allah. Yaqeen means to have firm knowledge and conviction and certitude in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One knows that no other power can overwhelm the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, after using all the means which are permissible for us to use, then we have complete reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the person, after making use of the means, he doesn't say that this means is going to bring me success, but he says, if Allah wishes, then he'll give me success, otherwise it will fail. So immediately Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. And this was the exact dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made when he was thrown into the fire, and the angel came to his assistance. He said, no, Allah is sufficient for me, and Allah will protect me. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. So the Sahaba saw that Abu Sufyan and the Mushrikeen, they did not pitch up, they did not come, they were afraid. So they returned to Medina Munawwara through the favor of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had even gained some profit when they sold their merchandise. لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٍ, no injury was afflicted upon them. وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, they followed the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ, Allah is the one of great virtue and great mercy. The next verse Allah ta'ala says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ, and have firm reliance upon that Allah who is hay, all living, Allah never dies. Allah ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and upon Allah should the believers place their trust. Allah says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, when you made mashura, you decided on a certain matter. Now once you have made a decision, Allah says, now you place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person who places his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes sufficient for him. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, and whoever places his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. And the final verse in this chapter, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ, Allah talks about the qualities of a believer, or some of the qualities of a believer, of believers. Allah says the believers are such, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when the name of Allah is mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts begin to tremble. And وَإِذَا تُرِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, when the verses of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the Quran, is recited to them, then they increase in iman. The verses causes an iman to increase in their hearts. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place their firm trust only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us yaqeen in tawakkul only upon Him. Inshallah, the next lesson we'll do the hadith in this chapter. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.